BC's Heritage Week is fast approaching, and will include two free events at the Sunshine Coast Museum and Archives in Gibsons. The annual celebration takes place from February 20 to 26. This year's theme is, Always in All Ways. Celebrating Heritage Week is easy, said Kirsten Clausen, Executive Director of Heritage BC. During Heritage Week, we encourage people to have fun and partake in the many programs and events that are being offered by communities across BC. On Saturday, February 18, the museum offers a Eskayawu 7 mesh wool weaving workshop with cultural educator Saweja Spukwus from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is free and open to all members of the public. There is capacity for 20 community members to register and learn wool weaving, including learning to warp, twine, and weave using traditional Eskayawu 7 mesh weaving techniques to make a headband. General Museum visitors are welcome to drop in and ask questions, while Saweja will offer insight into the cultural significance of wool weaving to the Eskayawu 7 mesh nation. Call the museum to register. There is limited capacity and weavers 12 and under must be accompanied by an adult. A second event takes place on Saturday, February 25 from 2 to 5 p.m. in collaboration with the Sunshine Coast Writers and Editors Society. 100 Years of Sunshine Coast Authors will feature local writers Heather Kahn, Mike Starr, Jenny Choban, Jan DeGrasse and Betty Keller reading from works of historical Sunshine Coast authors. Historical authors featured will include Hubert Evans, Muriel Wiley Blanket, Les Peterson, and Bertrand W. Sinclair. Of interest, Les Peterson was one of the founders of the Gibsons Museum in the 1960s, and Hubert Evans' hand-built rowboat, the Handliner, is today featured in the museum's main gallery space. Email scm_a@dccnet.com or call 604-886-8232 for more information. Province-wide event listings for Heritage Week are available online at heritagebc.ca/events. All you need is love. The One Flower One Leaf Gallery in Gibsons launches its Love exhibition this weekend, with an opening reception at 7 p.m. on Friday, February 10. Friday's reception takes place at One Flower One Leaf, 436 Marine Drive. Artwork will be on display at the Zocalo space at 441 Marine Drive from February 10 to 19. Interactive eye contact experiments, love mediations and heart coherence breathwork are scheduled at intervals over the course of the exhibition. Details are available by browsing to oneflowerOneLeaf.com or visiting at One Flower One Leaf Gallery on Instagram. One more ride for justice. The Sunshine Coast Film Society plans its second screening of the Danish film Riders of Justice on Saturday, February 11 at the Raven's Cry Theatre in Seeshelt. Doors open at 1:30 p.m. and the show starts half an hour later. The 2020 film, presented in Danish Wish English subtitles, is a dark revenge comedy. A cautionary note. The film contains a significant amount of violence and strong language. Film Society memberships and further details are available at scfs.ca. A key performance. The Sunshine Coast Recital Society will present pianist Nicholas Namaradze, first prize winner of the 2018 Honens International Piano Competition, on Sunday, February 19 at 2:30 p.m. at the Raven's Cry Theatre. This concert was originally scheduled to take place in 2021, but was rescheduled due to the pandemic. There will be a pre-concert chat at 1:30 p.m. Tickets are available by emailing coastrecital@dccnet.com. All the right stuff. Aspiring songwriters have a unique opportunity to find inspiration and support for their craft. Musician Steve Wright is offering a two-day songwriting workshop at his Soundspace studio in Seeshelt on March 4 and 5 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. His sessions will cover writing memorable melodies and engaging lyrics, plus techniques to break through writer's block. Steve has had songs featured in TV, film, and on websites, written songs for 9 commercially available releases, and is well known in creative circles on the coast as a mentor to many musicians. Registration instructions are online at thesoundspace.net.